Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Israel is facing a surge in security incidents as threats rise on all fronts. This is the headline that led on today in the Jerusalem Post today. Joining us now to just unpack the situation, we welcome once again Kenneth Mokhatle, Israeli political analyst and researcher. Kenneth, good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon, Mike, and good afternoon to your listeners. Thanks for having me.
No, great to have you on board, Kenneth. So would you say at this point in time that there's a notable increase of Israel being stung in many areas regarding its borders and where it faces other countries? What are you seeing on the ground there?
Yeah, there is a surge in terms of the tensions, especially the number of countries and the Iran proxies, which are now looking at attacking Israel. So on the ground, the people really do not know what to expect, because it has been like weeks, and we've been told that maybe in the coming 48 hours it is going to happen, and nothing has happened yet. But we know that since 1948, Israel has been facing a lot of threats from its neighbors. But in turn, what Israel have been doing through Abraham Accord and other peace initiatives, they've been trying to reach out to countries such as Saudi Arabia, they've been trying to reach out to Jordan and many other countries in the Arab countries, trying to make trying to create peace and tolerance in the region. But we know that Iran, through its proxies, they have Houthis in Yemen, they've got the Hezbollah in Lebanon, and then they've got Hamas in the Palestinian territories, and they've been causing havoc in the state of Israel, because that's what they have made it clear, that they want to exterminate the state of Israel, as well as Jewish people and everything that is living, that is existing in Israel.
An interesting headline or story appeared in the Times of Israel earlier on, Kenneth, regarding Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, who announced that Hamas, as a military formation in Gaza, is gone, and the IDF now focus is shifting to the north. Do we see Iran and its proxies becoming a bit more desperate now, considering, well, as the defense minister says, gains that are being made in Gaza against Hamas?
Yeah, they've been able to lessen to demilitarize, if you like, to lessen the efforts of Hamas, because we know that in the southern part of Israel, on a daily basis, they've been sending their missiles and drones there. So the military capabilities of Hamas have been lessened, and now obviously it makes sense that the IDF is moving towards the north of Israel to try and get everybody, because we know that many villages, many people in the between the Lebanon, between the Lebanon and Israel borders, they are now living in the hotels. They have been rescued by the country, because missiles are being thrown on a daily basis from Lebanon soil by Hezbollah. They are being terrorized. They have lost their livelihoods. Many others have lost their lives. I don't need to remind you about the 12 children who were killed for no reason, who were playing in the soccer fields just a month ago. So they are being terrorized on a daily basis. So it is making sense that the IDF should move towards the north and sort out the existential threat that comes along with Hezbollah. We know that Hezbollah is being funded and sponsored by Iran. And what makes this surge very extraordinary is that this will be the second time, if it is successful, that Iran will, from its soil, attack Israel directly. We know that they've been really trying to avoid doing the same as they did on the night of the 13th April. The tension have never lessened from then. It is always proliferating. So we are hoping that that is not going to take place, and there will be more efforts to try and capture or arrest the tensions that are occurring.
Kenneth, there also seems to be an escalation in smuggling and terror activity stemming from the West Bank, Judea and Samaria. What are you seeing there?
Yes, we've had, I think in the morning, we've heard that around 1 a.m., one car was found with 72 guns. Between Eliat and other areas there, yeah. So, yeah, there seems to be smuggling of weapons inside the country, and that does not talk well for the security of the Israelis. So I think it's the work well done by the IDF and the security forces in Israel to make sure that everyone within the borders of Israel is safe, and they have been trying to do that since the 7th of October until today. But they are
Indeed.
Trying all their best to make sure that everyone is safe. Yeah, that is what we are seeing on the ground. But everyone is up and going. They are doing their daily activities.
Indeed, Kenneth. We're going to have to leave it there, Kenneth. But thank you so much once again for taking the time to join us on the show to give us your views as to what security threats Israel is now facing, given it seems Iran and its axis of evil, and its proxies are really stepping up the ante against the state of Israel at this point in time, given the Defense Minister Yoav Gallant's announcement earlier on that. They seem to have Hamas on the run right now. So we're looking at times of desperation regarding that. Kenneth Mochatli, Israeli political analyst and researcher, joining us from Israel.